Welcome to this week's edition of Extra Points here on 1350 KRNT, where the legends live. And speaking of legends, we're joined in studio by executive producer Mike Woody this week. On the board, Miss Mariah Lewis, the beautiful and talented Mariah Lewis, and yours truly, the vanilla gorilla, the has-been, the happy has-been, the silverback.
All of the above.
And Iowa State legend.
No, I'm all Casey of the Sheldon. Above as well.
Amen. It's been a couple weeks, Case. Good to have you on. I should tell our listeners, Mark Hansen, taking his daughter to school again, I think, for the 18th summer or the 18th fall. I think she's in grad school out in Berkeley now. I think he just likes to go.
I think that's just his excuse.
Yeah. He's probably slumped over a table in Hoyt Asbury somewhere.
Exactly.
But that's we know Mark. We love him.
I hope he's listening to this.
You know,
to hear you say that.
I wouldn't put it past him. You know how it is. When one of the three of us isn't here, we're fair game. And come to think of it, when we are here, we're fair game. So what's new with you? What's been happening in the world of Casey Shelton that you can repeat in mixed company?
You know, I guess kind of the ramping up of football. Yep. Football, everything. You know, obviously NFL, college, high school. You know, even the little peewees are starting. They started yesterday, or at least out in Waukee. On Tuesday.
Yep.
Tuesday was the
Is Max lacing them up?
Oh yeah, yep. We're lacing them up.
Do you give him a choice? Do you make him? Do you know?
No, it's not. It's whatever he wants to do.
Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
No, it's his choice.
Speaking of youth football and high school football, we're going to be talking to Tony Antseni in segments 2 and 3. So stay tuned for that. If you care about high school football, Tony Antseni, the absolute most informed person that I have run across in 40 plus years in high school sports in the state of Iowa. And we'll dig into high school football a little bit with him, and we'll talk about the changes at the Iowa High School Athletic Union with Rick Wilco heading out, Alan Bestie taking over, and all those fun kind of
things.
Well,
let's talk a little bit about this. You know, I'm talking to one of the coaches last night out at Waukee. Their freshman team last year had almost 90 players. Sophomore team this year has 47.
Yep.
I think, you know, in talking with the youth programs as well, this is what's very interesting is a lot of kids are not going out because of this concussion deal.
Yep.
I mean, a lot of parents are very involved in it. You know, obviously, it is a very, very violent sport.
And you're proof of that.
Oh, exactly. I mean, there are concussions. I've had my fair share of them. I'll be the first one to admit. But he was saying that so many kids are going out for soccer.
Yep.
When I watch 30 for 30 on ESPN.
Yep. I'm dying to hear where you're going with this.
Soccer players doing these headers is probably worse than a football player upon impact.
There's head trauma. You're unprotected. I'm tracking. But where is
that?
Yeah.
I mean, because soccer, not that I have anything against soccer, but soccer is a growing sport in our country.
Has been for decades.
Yeah, I mean, and it's
youth participation numbers through the ceiling.
Yes. Yep. I mean, it's becoming huge.
Just had the World Cup, captured the imagination of the country.
So where is
a preseason football game will still pull a better number on TV, let's put it in perspective here.
I mean, who wants to sit out, you know, all day Saturday and go to a game live and then go home and watch three more games at home of soccer, right? Granted, is it coming?
And not only that, it's their 3-hour game with no breaks and no, you know, when you're, but yeah, to me, it's all about public perception, you know, the concussion thing. And you know how that is. Once a ripple starts, to the NFL's credit, I mean, they are with the Heads Up football program and they're doing, they're at least starting to address and making the moms out there and the dads out there feel like, okay, we have certified coaches. We've got, you know, I know Gary Swenson here locally is, you know, the lead person in the state of Iowa in terms of the Heads Up football program. So, but I think there's a lot of parents, Casey, saying, hey, heads up or not, correct technique or not, there's still a lot of risk, and that's the perception. Now, whether there's more risk incrementally than soccer or other sports, you know, it always struck me the funniest thing was when you see the injury data in terms of high school sports, gymnastics and cheerleading have by far and away the most significant injuries of any activity that high school kids are participating in. And you've seen gymnastics be curtailed on the high school level a little bit for that very reason, but cheer and other things, you know. It is an interesting game when you compare the facts to what perception is. It can be two different things.
Yeah, it very much so, and that's why when will that come out in soccer? I mean, is it because soccer's flying under the radar screen right now? Nobody talks about the concussion aspect. I mean, because think about it, it's similar to football in the simple fact that if two dudes are going after a ball and they collide in the middle, they don't have any protection in soccer.
Right.
You know, I mean, especially those headers.
I think they wear a cup, though.
I'm not for sure if they need those, but you know, let's not get into that.
that's a fair statement. Yeah. That's a fair statement.
But that's kind of what's been on my mind. The numbers in football are going down. I know that seventh grade teams, they can't even put together a seventh grade teams anymore in these rec leagues. And then on top of it, they're starting these all-star leagues, and I just don't get that. How can you play three or four football games in a weekend? Your body is not meant to play. I don't care at seventh grade. Seventh grade is probably the worst time to do it. Your muscles are not mature enough to take that kind of impact all the time.
Your frame, your skeletal system, your recovery. I mean, yeah, I'm with you. And it just, we were talking about this before the show with executive producer par excellence Mike Woody about the pitfalls of, you see all these guys in the major leagues right now with elbow, shoulder, like, you know, and it's no, there's a limit to what the human body can deal with. And you're seeing it in baseball. You see it in every sport. Where I've seen it a lot, and I like this topic, in women's sports in general, you see a lot more of the stress-related injuries, where you see women, by the time they grow from girls into women. Let me make sure I don't want to upset anyone that's listening out there. In women's sports, when you see, they get to college and all of a sudden you're seeing all kinds of stress fractures and other things like that, that are overuse injuries, that are injuries where they've not allowed their body time to recover. They've, just like you said, at seventh grade, we've got kids doing things to their bodies because they see it on Sunday afternoon or Saturday afternoon, and they say, it just doesn't make any sense.
But is that it though, Al, or is it because they never take a break?
That exactly.
I mean, yeah, I'm going to pose this question to you. As your boys are getting older, I'm in this boat right now.
Yep.
Your boys are getting older. The norm today is to, you know, never give the kid a break. We're going straight from football to basketball to baseball.
Yep.
We're playing baseball all summer.
And sometimes they're playing two sports at once.
Exactly, and then two sports. When do you let a kid be a kid today? Yeah. I mean, I'm going to go back. I didn't play football till I was a sophomore in high school.
Well, you didn't get paroled until you were a sophomore
exactly.
in high school.
You know, I didn't play baseball. I only played basketball. I played at the Salvation Army on the east side. Yep. We played a few games. The west side boys would try to come in. We'd beat them up. They'd be mad. And then all of a sudden, it's like the east
Somebody'd
side
be boys. Running to the trash can to get their piece.
Yeah, and, you know. So, but where are those days? Or I go to the smaller communities. Good buddy of mine, Jordan Carstens, played in the NFL. Bagley, Iowa, went to Panora or Panorama, and he didn't hardly, I mean, they don't do that kind of stuff.
No.
I mean, he's a farm kid. They go out on the farm.
And
so
it worked out just fine for him, didn't it?
Yeah. It shows you that you don't need to be in the hustle and bustle of this thing.
I could not agree more. You are absolutely on the right track. And that was one of the things that we did with Haley and that we will do with the boys is, first of all, it's one thing at a time. We'll support you in whatever you want to do, but it's one thing at a time. And you got to have downtime. You got to have time to be a kid. I agree completely. I couldn't, And it's funny. I know you guys look at me as kind of a meathead that'll say anything. But,
which you do. You are a meathead.
Well, I'm not saying you're inaccurate. I'm just, there's another side of me. I'm like an onion. There's a lot of layers here. Me and Shrek.
You're about
actually,
as ugly as Shrek,
that's,
too.
Well,
good
I,
comparison.
I have a face for radio, which is why we're here on 1350 KRNT, where the legends live. Ultimately, I'm about to, we're about 90 days away from having a book out, Ken Fusen and I, about parenting for youth sports.
Put that on the
Absolutely.
Resume. Jeez, what haven't you done?
When you have somebody smart enough to help you write it, anybody can write a book, Casey. Anybody can write a book. Speaking of writing a book, Tony Anseni can and does write the book on high school sports in the state of Iowa, particularly high school football. Stay tuned for more Extra Points right after this.